Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. It's been a crazy, crazy week, but I am so excited today because the calendar flipped to the next month, and we are closer to spring than ever. So I'm looking forward to it. But I just heard that we're getting another storm this week. I mean, come on, okay? Let's just have all the storms all at once, one week after another, and get them all over with, and then let the spring come. Let the spring come. So I know everybody's kind of feeling it here, and I'm not a skier or a snowboarder or anything like that. So I'm really looking forward to the spring. It's Buffalo. I get it, but I'm done, okay? So listen, it is Super Bowl weekend. A lot of people are pumped up about that. And here's the thing. You know, I am going to give you, when we come back later in just a little bit, my top 10 Eat Clean Tailgate Tips. My top 10 Eat Clean Tailgate Tips. If I can say that through my, cold here. I've been under the weather a little bit this past week, and, it always happens when I am sleep deprived. And, of course, with my mom, sometimes she has her days and nights mixed up. So, yeah, it happens sometimes, and it does lower my immune system. So no matter how well you eat and no matter how much you work out, that sleep is important. It's equally as important. And so, you know, when you're off balance, things happen. But we will get to those Eat Clean Tailgate Tips today. And not only that, I want to hear what your Eat Clean Tailgate Tips are. So make sure that you call in and let us know. And then my guest today is Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing, and we are going to be talking about a topic that is so important, not only close to my heart, of course, but so many of you have reached out to me and said, you know, I'm taking care of my mom, or I've taken care of my mom, and I'm looking for help and what have you. You know, whether it's your mom or your dad or someone in your family that needs help, it's tough. It is tough to do it by yourself. I'm a nurse, and it's tough. So, you know, I have someone who can give you a ton of great resources on that. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a great show. Charlene's got such a wealth of information on this. She's an expert in the field. So get your questions ready for her. And so Tina's going to be on the phones. We'll open the phones when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. And do not go anywhere. We got lots to go over today on The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back, and it is Super Bowl weekend, and you know what that means? Food. Any holiday, any occasion, food, 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 food. Everybody wants to think and talk about what they're going to be making tomorrow or what they're going to be eating tomorrow. And you know what? If you're not thinking about it, that's equally as dangerous because here's the thing. You'll be reaching for the wrong thing. You'll be surrounded by the wrong foods. So it's time to think about it. And I have my own top 10 eat clean tailgate tips for you. I'm going to give you five actually in the beginning of the show and then five at the end of the show. And I have Charlene Brocious here, a good friend of mine. Good morning.
Good morning, Gabby.
And you know what? I think of, when I think of childhood memories, I think of Charlene because we are childhood friends from when we were like, our first breath, I think. I don't know. we lived on the same street. And I don't know, how old were we when we started hanging out? Three?
Probably.
Five?
4 or 5 years old.
Yes. Okay.
We went to kindergarten all the way straight through together, you know.
Yes. Yeah, so we had a lot of meals together. And our families were both Italian. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not talking about the stuff that we were brought up with for our tailgate tips for tomorrow. I'm talking about good stuff. But I do want to hear from you, too, as well. You know, anytime today on what your tailgate tips are. And then after we go through our first top five today, Charlene and I are going to be talking about some exciting stuff that's coming up at Peregrine's Landing. And, you know, those of you, again, who I what just popped in my mind is those of you that have anybody around you who is aging needs to tune in, you know, and that's everybody, by the way, because it doesn't matter what the age is of your age or your parents' age. You know, everybody needs help at different stages of their life. And my mom's 91, but I know some of my friends needed help with their parents in their 60s and their 70s. It doesn't matter, right? So we're going to be talking about that today. But let me ask you, Char, do you have a favorite tailgate, you know, eat that you are going to be bringing out tomorrow, or you haven't gone, you were stuck in Atlanta.
I've been in Atlanta for the week, and it was amazing to see what half an inch of snow could, how it could paralyze a city when we're used to this cold weather and all the snow here. But it was an exciting opportunity for me to be down there for the reason I was there. But
oh my gosh, yeah, I saw the photos and what have you, and I just couldn't believe it. But I'm glad you're back. But I'll tell you what I'm making for tomorrow. I'm making red lentil chili. I actually posted it on social media, a recipe that I found. Yeah, you guys are going to have to come over. And it's very, very healthy. And it's a vegetarian chili that I've made before that I love. Because I love chili and I love red lentils. So you got to put them together, and it's an amazing thing. That's one of my favorite. You know, things to offer when we have a Super Bowl or really any time. You know, I'm big on the soups. You know that. Also, last weekend we made the roasted chickpeas. Did I make those for you, roasted chickpeas?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Char. Okay, so you spread the chickpeas. Well, first you wash them and everything else, and then you spread them on a cookie dish, and you put some seasoning on them. You can put some exotic seasoning on there or spike, something like that, and then you just roast them. Some people spritz a little bit of olive oil on there, but you don't need to. But if you do them when they're very, very crispy, they're like nuts. I mean, it's... they're so wonderful, and they're crunchy, and you know people.
Did you use the ones in the can?
Well,
drain them, or do
it's better to use
the bag?
It's better to use the bag ones.
Right.
But
if you
can get the organic ones, you know, and then just rinse them and wash them, and
sounds great.
Oh my gosh, those are one of my favorites. And then cauliflower pizza. I know it doesn't sound good, but it is good if you make the crust according to the directions. And I'll be posting this again on my blog this weekend, all of these tips. If you make the crust of the cauliflower pizza, and the cauliflower is the crust, the way, you know, the instructions will say, people can't even tell that it's not, you know, wheat or gluten-free mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, they can't tell that there's no flour in there. It's unbelievable.
Well, I like
very,
to do them
good.
As mashed potatoes. And, you know, really when you do it well, people don't realize that either, and it's delicious.
It is. My girlfriend okay. Nancy was over yesterday, and she was talking about she had just made the cauliflower mashed potatoes
right.
as well
mm-hmm.
and put the chives in there and everything else, and you know, it tastes delicious. You could do so much with cauliflower. A lot of people don't like just cauliflower as cauliflower, but if you, you know, smash them up, mash them up, whatever, it's awesome. And then, of course, sweet potato fries that are baked, okay? Not fries, but baked. And my kids love those, and I'm going to be making some of those. And, you know, you don't need to use the oil. You can actually just slice them up and, again, put some spices on them on a cookie sheet and put them in the oven. But you can spritz them with a little bit of olive oil. Spritz the pan with a little bit of olive oil. So, anyway, those are my top five. I have five more I'm going to give you by the end of the show. And so you're going to have to tune in. And, you know, it's a time where... I don't like football. I don't know. Do you like football?
I like going to the game in life, but I enjoy having went with the Super Bowl. I enjoy the family being over. So I think I get more excited over having everybody around and,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
The family thing.
It's about that. And you know what? The food is always a part of it. So you do have to plan today
right.
For that to have it healthy. I'm not into football or anything like that, but I am into people. And I do like... I always say, people say, can I bring my dog over? I'm like, you know, I love people, you know, and animals are great, but I'm kind of a people person. So, yeah, I like to have a lot of people around me. Everybody who knows me knows that. And tomorrow will be a fun day for that. So when we come back, Char, I want to get into, because you have some exciting stuff coming up at Peregrine's Landing. And, you know, what is the name of it? Just give a little bit of tease here, because we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors in just a second. But what's going on?
Well, actually, what I'd like to do is I'd like to offer something out to many of the churches and the communities in corporate America and all the individuals out there that want to make a difference in the world for other people. I mean, it's always better to give than to receive.
Absolutely.
And so I'd like to talk to them about an organization that I'm affiliated with and that I am a certified trainer and the only one in our area.
Wow.
And I'd like to offer people an opportunity to make a difference.
Well, I'm excited to hear about it. So do not go anywhere because Charlene Brocious is in the house from Peregrine's Landing. And when we come back, she's got some exciting news to share. And then also five more healthy tips for you at the end of the show or somewhere sprinkled in between. I don't know, wherever I want to put them. Tina's smiling at me. Yeah, I just, you know, mix it up. And then, of course, do not forget next week. We have 50 Eye Care coming. I'm so excited about this, to hear what they have to say. You know, our whole body is important, and our eyes are equally as important as our anything. You know, I mean, when we don't take care of our health, it affects everything. And, of course, we need good vision to go out and do God's work every day. And my goodness gracious, there's so much we can talk about with that. So that is coming up next week. But today, again, when we come back, Charlene Brocious is in the house. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top-quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. Commit to improving your health and fitness. This year, commit to changing your life for the better. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your holistic health and nutrition practitioner, and I'm here to help you commit to changing your body and health for good. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body into the temple God made it to be. I offer private nutrition and life coaching, a new monthly holistic class, and a new 12-week healthy eating and living program where you'll stay motivated motivated, learn the secrets to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will engage you in all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. So for more information, go to my website, RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise. And many times, company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we are back with Charlene Brochus from Peregrine's Landing. And so I'm pretty excited about what you're talking about. So you explain again what is going on, because you are the only trainer in this area.
I am. I am a certified trainer for Second Wind Dreams and a virtual dementia tour, which the virtual dementia tour is actually a scientifically proven tool, which provides individuals a greater understanding of what people are going through when they have Alzheimer's or dementia-related diseases. And it's through the use of patented sensory tools, and we provide instructions. And in the course of simply 8 to 10 minutes, we are able to show individuals what it is like to experience the physical deficits and, most importantly, the cognitive deficits that are, that individuals are having when they have dementia or Alzheimer's. And I think it's, 50 to 70% of individuals that have Alzheimer's disease sometimes exhibit some type of agitated behavior or, some type of challenging or odd behavior that when caregivers are looking at them, it creates a disturbance for the individual that's with the disease, the other people that are living with them. And this particular tool provides individuals with the opportunity to see why these people are maybe behaving in this way and what can we do that can alleviate or make a difference and change it.
Wow, that is really cool. So in 8 to 10 minutes of this dementia tour, you're able to demonstrate or have people actually feel?
They feel it.
Wow.
They feel it. And let me say, even though the whole experience is only about 8 to 10 minutes, Robbie, yeah, within 2 to 3 minutes that they are actually in this room and doing this, with this instruction, you're already seeing it. And when we come back and we discuss it and talk, their eyes are so opened. And, everybody will say, I'm looking at things through different eyes. And, one of the quotes that's used with the virtual dementia tour is, it's your window into their world, or walking a day in their shoes. I don't think we often realize, because we talk so much about cancer and heart disease and other things, but, up to 15 million Americans are going to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's by 2050. And it is important to realize that across the country, $26 to $28 billion is lost in corporate America through individuals that have a loss of work because of taking care of somebody. You know, not everybody can say, oh, I'm just going to totally give up my job and care for somebody. You know, they're trying to go to work every day. They're trying to, you know, balance their life. And then, you know, your immune system gets down. You get sick because, you know, it's usually the caregivers. I can't tell you how many people say to me, my dad ended up dying of a heart attack taking care of my mom, you know, or there's just so many things that the stress puts them.
Yeah.
So this particular tool, what I'd love to be able to do is to reach out right now to, you know, the churches, the restaurants, corporate America. I don't care how big your company is, but if you were to take a look with the employees that you work with and see how many of them are affected either by their own parents, maybe it could be they have a relative, an aunt, an uncle, but if you did your exercise class, and out of all those people that show up, if before you started you said, you know, I'd just like to ask how many people here can raise their hand and say that they personally know of someone who is dealing with this, and you would be surprised at how many people raise their hand.
Oh,
it could
be
the person at the desk next to them.
Mm-hmm. I hear it all the time. I want to experience this virtual dementia tour. When is this?
Well, we do it, you know, I'm proud to say that Peregrine's Landing and absolutely all of our sites that my company manages throughout the country, we make sure that this tool is put into the training program so that our employees can experience this and so can the families. And so I'm proud to say that we are a very big advocate and sponsor for this. So we provide it at our building, but I am available to be able to provide this anywhere. So if a church, if a church would like to say, you know, any of the ministers, pastors, priests, anybody that's out there would like to say, I want to help my congregation and I want to provide them, you know, with some valuable information, I can go to the church to do this. I would love, and I'd almost like to put a challenge out there to see how many businesses we could get to call in and say, I'd like to put this into my company. If the human resource departments would look at what they could do to reduce having their employees have loss of work days, or having people that are very valuable and good at their job have to leave their job because they don't know how to deal with what's happening at home. Mm-hmm. So we can make a difference.
Well, I mean, it's the real deal. I mean, everybody who knows me knows that I have, you know, taken time off at various times, and you know, I want to do it, and I'm doing it, and but it does affect everybody, and it affects the caregiver in that, you know, you're, how can I say this? It's like I took this week off, okay? So everything that was going on, I was managing from my house. I wasn't working, but the people that were teaching for me, I was trying to manage what they
were
doing for my house.
Your responsibilities don't end.
Exactly.
They don't end. And so you still have that piling up. Yeah. So it becomes actually more stressful because you're trying to figure out, how do I do this outside of the normal setting that I normally do it in?
Right.
But, you know, many corporations, once they've gone through this and they've actually realized what their individuals or their employees are going through, you know, sometimes in a benefit package, there's a sharing of vacation days so that people, or a pool, or, you know, something that that people can grab from when they need this. You know, it could be something as simple as letting people work maybe more hours in one day so that they have that full day to be able to spend with somebody. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is to realize about, I think that regardless of whether you are going through this or you have somebody that you know is going through this, eventually, especially if you're in your 40s or 50s, eventually this is going to hit you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's either going to hit you because you have a family member with it, or it's going to hit you because it's going to be, you know, somebody else that's close with you. It could even be your spouse as it goes on. So even if you're not going through this right now, getting this education is very important. It takes 10 minutes. We usually, you know, as I said, I can go in and I can do this in their own setting, as far as nursing homes, as far as, you know, some of our elder care communities. I've been able to show them how to do better with their employees, you know, people that are in long-term care communities. We want to make sure that they're getting the care that they deserve And when a caregiver goes through this, when you have a resident care aide, a nurse, go through this, they look at their resident or their patient through different eyes. So, you know, having this tool being offered on a regular basis in the hospitals, at the churches, in corporate America, you know, in these long-term care communities, doctors' offices. Do you know how many people ask them, fill out this form, do this, do that, and you've got this poor little person with that's memory impaired, that's, you know, challenged, you know, even if they're going in for a medical procedure. Shouldn't everybody around know how to deal with somebody if they're going in for surgery, if they're going in even for an in-and-out surgery? You know, you're having the eye doctor come next week, and they do a lot of work with cataracts and do things with glaucoma. Couldn't their staff do a better job in being able to explain what the procedure is and not be talking as if they're talking to me or you or an individual that's not experiencing memory impairment?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, you know, people like me are going to their doctors, and the staff isn't always, how can I say, you know, aware of the fact that this person is taking care of a loved one, mm-hmm. and what is going on in their life to make them, their immune system, you know, go down,
mm-hmm.
And be depressed or suppressed, I should say. And so it's important that everybody is up to date on the health.
In restaurants, you know, when you're looking at restaurants, how many families become socially isolated because they can no longer take their loved one out? Because the people in the restaurants don't understand in any way, shape, or form that an individual that's experiencing this can't deal with a lot of stimulation. And they, you know, they can't wait when they're waiting, when they're putting in their order. You know, they can't deal with somebody who comes over, drops the water off, and then doesn't come back for 10 or 15 minutes. And right. So you end up having, you know, a wife that doesn't take her husband out anymore, which is why we did the Memory Cafe at the clubhouse on Niagara Falls Boulevard, is to allow people to have that opportunity to still get out there. But what a wonderful thing we could do if, you know, some of these big chain restaurants would say, Charlene, show my staff exactly, you know, what somebody's going through with dementia. And this way, if they see an older person there, they know that there's a potential that that's the possibility of what they have and they could take care of him. It's going to improve the quality of life of all of these people because dementia and Alzheimer's does not just affect the person that has the disease.
Oh, amen to that, yes. and you're such an expert. I mean, because not only are you, you know, the only trainer for this in the area, but you're also a registered nurse, which says so much. And I know that, you know, you have the experience, the qualifications, the expertise, and the personal experience because you
absolutely
you took care of your own family.
I did, and that was the eye-opener. I'll tell you, you know, there's a lot of people, and I was one of those included, that thought I had the education, I had the job experience, and then all of a sudden I was hit with it personally, and it affected my husband, my I don't know what I would have done without my husband because he was the most loving, caring individual that helped me with my dad who ended up moving in with us. And not every family has that.
I mean,
you know, my husband loved my dad as if it was his own father. But it requires a certain amount of patience and understanding mm-hmm. because your whole life is, you know, turned upside down, my
yep.
four children. But I'm proud to say that that experience made all of us better people. It made me realize that I needed to, I just seeked out every certification I could, including this particular training, so I could make a difference and people didn't have to go through the pitfalls and some of the mistakes that I might have made. But my children are better for it. You know, I have a son that's an administrator of a memory care community, and my children have a lot of care and compassion for older people because of this. So,
well, you know, it's, and I'm living it right now, as you know, and, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, it is a whole family. I'm so grateful to have my mom with us, but it is not easy. And, you know, I am grateful that my husband and my kids, are helping me as well, because it does take a village.
It does.
You know,
one person can't do it alone, and if you think you can, that's the first mistake that you're making. Reach out to other people and allow them to be a part of your life, whether it be a dinner, whether it just if they say, you know what, you probably need to go out shopping, or maybe you just need to go to the beauty shop and get your hair done or something. Let me come and sit and, you know, you know, just be a companion to your loved one while you're out getting some personal time.
Well, when we come back, I want to open the phone lines, and I'll tell you, I mean, I know that there must be people out there, Charlene, that are either thinking about what are they going to do, or they're in the midst of it right now and they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're taking care of their loved ones and, you know, they need resources. They need help. They're afraid to make a phone call because they're afraid of making a commitment because they don't know. I mean, this was me. You know, you don't know if you pick up the phone what that, you know, is going to open. You know,
where's the ball going to roll?
Exactly. You know, so there are people out there that have questions, I know, on taking care of their families. There are people out there that know that they should be taking care of their family, or know that someone should be taking care of their family, or their loved one is out there on their own, living on their own, and they can't take care of them, and they need resources for that. There may be companies out there. There may be people who are administrators for hospitals, as you said, doctor's offices, you know, any kind of corporation out there that wants to help their employees with, I mean, because it affects mind, body. It's mentally, physically, emotionally draining, you know, when you're taking care of your loved one. And as joyous as you are to have them with you, the heaviness of it's huge.
It is huge. And I think that where it needs to start is at the top. So if the administration of, say, a company or the human resource director, if they're the ones that experience this particular training first, they will see the benefit of how it can help their employees and how it can reduce their sick days with their employees. It can reduce losing a good employee. And it can also see how they can pool together and what they can do as a company to help the individuals. Maybe they have, something called the Long-Term Care Club, where other employees within a big company pool together to see what they can do to help the individual that's in the department right down, you know, the aisle to them. And, you know, whether it be meals, as I said, companionship, we can work together.
Good. Well, when we come back, we'll get more into this. And don't forget, I gave you 5 tips for my top 10 Eat Clean tailgate treats for tomorrow, and I have 5 more to go. And so when we come back, again, the phone lines will be open. Tina is on the phones. And, you know, if you have any questions about this, or maybe you have some advice, maybe you have some comments, I don't know. If you're going through this, or if you are looking at this straight on, you know, maybe it's something that's going to happen, or it is happening, give us a call. And, you know, again, Charlene is a wealth of information. So we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Nisiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Nisiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Next week, 50 Eye Care will be here. I'm so excited to have them on the show. I have so many questions for them. And I know that they do so much awesome work over there to help people have healthy, healthy eyes. And so we are going to have them on live here in studio next week. And again, tomorrow, Super Bowl, you know, Eat Clean, Tailgate Trips. I love my red lentil chili, my guacamole hummus dip with veggies. You got to have the veggies. I mean, no Super Bowl party is complete without guacamole and hummus and veggies. And then my roasted chickpeas and cauliflower pizza and the pizza or the sweet, I keep saying pizza, I must be want some pizza, sweet potato oven fries. I also love a Southwestern salad with some black beans in there. And I have it without the cheese, but there's so much you can put in a Southwestern salad. And you can eat that through the whole Super Bowl. I mean, it's good stuff. You can make a big bowl of that along with the red lentil chili. I love, 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 love kale chips. And I know you're like, oh, kale chips. They are so easy to make. So easy to make. Google it. It's very easy. Put them on a cookie sheet. Again, throw those spices on there, and it's all good. So I have a few more for you to go, but we're going to go back to talking with Charlene Brocious here from Peregrine's Landing. And Charlene, you mentioned earlier about an organization. Is it called Second Wind Dreams that you're part of?
Yes, it is. It's an international not-for-profit organization. It was. It's intended to change the perception of aging through the fulfillment of dreams of elders that are in assisted living or in nursing homes. So the founder of this is a geriatric specialist, a very dear, dear friend of mine, P.K. Bevel, and she's also the founder of the patented virtual dementia tour. And what Second Wind Dreams does is it is almost like providing a opportunity for an elder to accomplish something on their bucket list. And so people can donate money, and the funds from the virtual dementia tour go towards Second Wind Dreams, so that an individual that we just recently had a woman who always wanted to do ballroom dancing, and she was 80-some years old, and they got a huge party all planned, and she danced with a professional dancer with Fred Astaire's or you know, dance studio. A woman wanted to ride in a race car. She got to drive next in the passenger seat.
Wow.
With a professional race car driver driving 100 miles an hour around the racetrack and everything. But everybody has something on their bucket list, and it's intended to allow somebody to still fulfill whatever their wish is. And
well, okay, how old do you need to be to have this bucket list?
I know.
Tina and I are like, sign me up over here, okay?
I know. I have some on my bucket list, and I was teasing everybody because I said, I really want to go whitewater rafting, but it better be before I'm in a wheelchair because I think I might tip on the water.
Oh my gosh. Count me out of that one, girlfriend.
Right. But yeah. It's for people who are already living in a long-term care community.
I thought you were going to say it's for people who are already living. And yeah, it would be, right?
Okay. Well, within a long-term care community, because usually they will sponsor this. And they would look for people to help them fulfill the wish of their senior that's living there. So they could reach out to the local police department. They could reach out to the Girl Scout organization. They could just reach out to the public. And by being part of Second Wind Dreams, it gets posted on a website. It's secondwinddreams.org. And it might say, you know, the person's name, what their wish is. And you and I and anybody else could donate $2. $5, $10 until that amount of money is reached. And then they make the wish come true. I mean, one woman used to live in Maryland and loved Maryland crab cakes. And, you know, now that she was living in a different area and didn't have it anymore, wishes, you know, and what people need vary. And it doesn't have to be something that's extremely expensive. There were two sisters that hadn't seen each other in like 40 years.
Oh,
and it was bringing
gosh.
One from one end of the country over.
So we have talked about so many resources, Charlene. And as I said, I know there's people out there. I probably should give the number 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. 684-2848, 83-5000, 1-800-684-2848. If you have any questions, how do people get a hold of you or more information on this? I mean, we're obviously, you have, I don't even know how you have time to do all of this. I mean, honestly, you are involved in so many things in helping people in the community.
And well, this is a love and passion of mine, and I really, as I said, I'd almost like to make a challenge out there. My number that you can reach me at is 716-474-3068. I'd love the first five people that can call me that want to put this into, that want to allow me to come and do this in their church or their company, organization. I will put something out there as a benefit for them. I would really like to see that people can, you know, get out here and help make a difference. We need to realize that until there's a cure, we need to take the tour, because there isn't a cure out there for this. The best that we could do is educate the best possible way. And the only way that we can make a difference in the lives of the individuals that are actually suffering from this is to understand why they are behaving the way they are and what could we do. You are not going to change and make the individual that's suffering from this disease do things differently. We need to change the way we're interacting, the way we're communicating with them, the way we're, interacting with them, how we're responding to them. I always say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. People see things through a whole different, as I said, it's a window into their world. So please call me, 716-474-3068. Let me bring, the patented, scientifically proven virtual dementia tour into your life so that you can make a difference in somebody else's.
Charlene, is it expensive to have you come in and do this, or how does it work?
No, it really isn't expensive. It depends on the organization, whether they're profit or not for profit. There's money that goes back to Second Wind Dreams. Actually, when the tour is done, the check goes directly to Second Wind Dreams, and it is not expensive. I also do this right at Peregrine's Landing. We just finished doing it at the Holiday Inn in Niagara County on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and had participants there. So we try to make it so that we can reach a number of people. It could be brought to different conventions or healthcare fairs. So we just need to be contacted.
And so at Peregrine's Landing, you offer the dementia tour there.
We do. We offer it. All of our employees go through it. The families who have their loved one residing with us, we try to reach out to all the professionals we deal with. We have a wonderful program over there. We have the one-bedroom apartments that provide assisted living, and we provide just as much. They're beautiful, right?
Yes.
Just as much care as anybody needs, three restaurant-style meals a day, social activities. We can provide personal care and medication management. And then we also have our secured memory care unit, which is intended to provide a little bit more supervision, more structured, less stimulating atmosphere. But we our residents come off of the unit to the assisted living portion of our building and attend spiritual programs. You saw our fitness room. That's one to be proud of there, that we still keep our elders so active with that.
Right, yeah. I mean, most of the time when you are on, we are talking about Peregrine's Landing and all of the awesome things that you have, to offer people over there. And they actually can come and get a tour of that and
There's no obligation.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to so many people, Charlene, where they're afraid. They're afraid to pick up the phone and ask anybody for help because it's like they feel like they're going to get roped into something. Mm-hmm. But with you have such a wealth of information and you're such a great resource of all things, not just Peregrine's Landing where
a resident.
A resident.
Right.
Yeah. or...
There is no obligation. You know what? We have a bigger purpose to serve here. We need to help others. And, you know, everybody, some people choose that they, you know, the assisted living method is works for them. Other people want to try to keep their loved one in their own home and provide care there. Some individuals want to move their loved one into their own home, you know, to live with their children. So there's many different facets. People need to do what works for them. There's no cookie cutter. You know, there isn't something that says this is the way it has to go and this is the best way. Because you know what? We're all individuals. You know, and what works for you may not work for me. We need to look at people that they're truly unique individuals. And the biggest thing that ties this all together here is the fact that, you know, Robbie, when you get to be, you know, 91 years old like your mom, people are going to look back and be astounded when they read a biography about what you did with your life and say, oh my gosh, look at all of her accomplishments. And sometimes we look at people when they get older and we forget the life that they had and who they touched and what they did.
Right.
And so that can't be forgotten.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Now don't make me cry, okay? I know she always makes me cry when she comes. Okay. Listen, we only have a few more minutes. When we come back, I want to talk more about how people can get in touch with all of the things. Let's put them all together, you know, but really let them know. I want to underscore the fact that it's not for people, you know, who necessarily are taking care of their family at home. It's not for people who are taking care of their family outside of the home. It's not for people who need residence. It's for everybody, okay? You don't know what you need until you find out, right? I mean, these people, their heads are spinning. They're like, I don't know what I need. Is that me? Is that me? Is that what I should do? They need to call. They need to come to a seminar and just show up and find out what, you know, the resources are. So when we come back, we'll lay them all out one more time here quickly, and again, I have two more of my favorite top Eat Clean tailgate tips when I come back. And Charlene, you're going to wrap it up for us because it's so much information. We could honestly have a 3-hour show. You have so much information. I don't know. Do you have a clone, by the way? Because I don't know how you're doing this. You got a lot going on, girl. People say that to me, but I'm saying that to you. All right, we'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
So next week, 60 Eye Care will be here. You know, if you're thinking about cataract surgery, LASIK surgery, there's so much that they have to offer, and they have a ton of, free seminars. They have a lunch and learn. Oh, my gosh. Go to the website, Fit the Eye Care. I'll tell you, they have a lot of resources available for you there. And they're going to be right here live on the show. I'm so excited about that. So that's next week. Don't forget tomorrow, the Super Bowl. I know you won't. It's hard to forget because it's all over the news. But your assignment is to eat clean, okay? Pick one of the 10 top tailgate treats that I've offered for you. The red lentil, the guacamole hummus dip, the roasted chickpeas, the cauliflower pizza, the sweet potato onion fries, the southwestern salad, the gluten-free pita chips, the kale chips, the sprouted grain pretzels. Sprouted grain pretzels dipped in dark chocolate. Yes, those are to die for. How about popcorn and coconut oil? We love that. We love that. The benefits of coconut oil, amazing. But right now, I want to get back to Charlene. You have just given us so much information over the last hour on how people can, you know, get some help for their loved ones. And, you know, talking about the bucket list for their loved ones, how that Second Wind Dreams organization that you're involved in can help with that. The seminars that you're giving, the virtual dementia tours where people can actually feel physically and cognitively how someone with dementia feels quickly. I have no idea what that must be like, but it's something that I definitely need to do. Where can they get this information?
I welcome everybody to call my number at 716-474-3068. And please just talk to me, no obligation, as to how I can help make a difference for you, whether it be that you have a loved one, whether you work with somebody, or whether you just want to know because you don't know what's going to come down the pike with you, you know, several years from now. If you work for a place or you happen to, have a role maybe in your church that you can say, you know, I have a wonderful tool to bring to our congregation so that we can have a better understanding of what some of our participants might be experiencing. I'm happy to bring it to you. For the first place that gives me a call, I will do the tour free, and I will give my I will personally donate the money back to Second Wind Dreams.
Wow.
That's huge. So that I can make a difference with you. So please give me a call. It's 716-474-3068. No obligation.
Or
let
they can
me help
call
you
right now too.
They can call me right now.
That
here.
Would be even better because then we'll know they're number one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Here. The first one who calls here, call the station right away. If you work for a company, if you belong to a church and you say, I want to bring this, please call here. The first one that calls here, I will do it for you, no charge. I will donate personally the money back to Second Wind Dreams.
Well, I have so many friends that have been taking care of their moms or who have taken care of their moms or their dads, and a couple of them are texting me right now saying we're making them cry because it is something that is, that it touches all of our hearts, mm-hmm. and we all want to have no regrets. We want to know that we did whatever we could possibly do.
Absolutely. And let me say to you, I can't tell you how many people, I went through this earlier than some of my friends have. And so now that some of my friends and family are experiencing this, they're turning around and they're looking at me and they're actually apologizing to me. They're saying to me, I had no idea what you were going through. I never realized what you had going on with raising your children, trying to take care of your family. I had received a scholarship for a program in college, and I was full-time there and trying to balance everything, and all of a sudden people are looking and saying, I didn't even realize that was what you might have been going through. You didn't show anything. You know, I didn't know how. Now I realize how I could have helped you. Mm-hmm. And and so we need to open people's eyes. It hits everybody. Yeah. It does.
It is. It does. And it's biblical. It is biblical that we take care of those in need in our parents, mm-hmm. and our loved ones and widows, and you know it's God wants us to be there for the needy and to do whatever we can to do that. We have that responsibility, and we all want to be there, but we just don't know what to do. You know, that's the thing. You don't know.
It's making that first step. Like I said, that first phone call. It's making that first step. It's saying, you know what, my goal for 2014 is to do something good for somebody else. And it, as I said, you might not be going through this right now, but doing something like this, even if you were to call me and say, you know what, I love that idea about that dream. What could I do for somebody at a Peregrine's Landing? I have people that have that are on a whole list for the bucket list, and we do this all the time. We're going to actually take some of our residents to the New England states for a long 3-day weekend.
Oh my goodness!
So,
can
you
I
know,
go?
You can come as a nurse with me.
Okay,
to be the chaperones. But if there's somebody out there that says, you know what, I just want to make a donation and I'd like to make a difference in a senior's life right now, there's things that we can do out there. So,
oh my gosh.
Please make a difference.
Yeah, this is great stuff, Charlene. And I don't think, I mean, I know that, you know, you are out there in the community and doing so much, but I think that we even have an obligation to tell people that we know. Maybe it's not someone who's listening right now, but they have a friend like me who's taking care of their mom. Maybe they're running back and forth like I, you know, have done, like you've done, like many of our friends have done. Maybe they see, you know, that it's tough or that they need help, but they don't even have the time to be listening to the show right now.
Oh, right.
You know, they're not listening right now. They don't know what the resources are. They don't know that there's help out there. And they don't even know they need help. You don't even know how much is going on until you basically collapse. You know, it's like it does get to you. The responsibility, the sleepless nights, the running around, you know, and balancing everything. It does, you know, get to you. It's hard.
Absolutely. I will have a tour in at Peregrine's Landing within the next 2 weeks, and all of those people that take Robbie's classes, you know, if you're interested in coming to the tour at my place, Robbie will let you know exactly when I'm having it, and you're all invited to come over to Peregrine's Landing within the next 2 weeks and experience
I'm going to bring my own busload of people. Is that okay?
I'm sure. I'm telling you. You tell them in their class today. Raise your hand if you or someone that is personally close to you has been affected by this disease. And can I say that do not just think about the people that are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s with this. There are people as young as 30 that are being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. There is a genetic form of this. And let me tell you that one of the most difficult ones to deal with is the frontal temporal lobe of individuals that are sometimes in their 40s and 50s, and it goes fast, and it affects their behavior immensely.
So much to learn, so much to learn. Charlene, I can't wait to have you on again. This is really good stuff. Thank you so much for coming in today. And, again, the phone number to reach you at is
716-474-3068.
All right. So tomorrow, Super Bowl, healthy, eat clean, tailgate tips. Make sure you plan ahead, people. And listen, you know what? It is a time to, you know, get together with your friends and family and laugh, okay? Laughter is so important. It's great medicine, and I'm looking forward to doing some of that. I want you guys to have a beautiful week. Fix the Eye Care next week. I can't wait till they come on. And you know what? Keep your eye on the Lord of Lords. God bless you.
preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.